So, kind of wonder what's going on here with this recorder. Maybe
started all over.
Well, I don't know if it's starting all over or not. But interview three. What's today's date? The 19th. Mm. Well, how do you like it here?
So
was it everything
so
you thought it was going to be when you got here?
No.
What's some of the things you don't like about it?
We have to take out that trash.
You don't want, well, tell us about that. We're going to take a picture later about you in a trash can.
Wow.
Who's making you do it? You're not a trash man, are you?
No.
No, we people in our union, we represent some people that are, we call them hoppers, and they hop off the back of the truck and they collect everyone's garbage. But you're a food service worker,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You work in the kitchen.
Yeah.
What are you supposed
to do? No business taking no trash out.
Who, they got people here. What do they call them? Custodians?
Custodians. That's their job.
Well, how long has this been going on? All semester?
Yeah.
Well, one of the ladies said she'd hurt her back.
She did.
Is she going to come around here?
Nah, I think she left.
She left. Well, she got things to do. So, one of the things I talked to the big boss about yesterday, the vice principal, was that these ladies didn't need to be hurting their backs taking out trash since it wasn't their business.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the things we're going to get is a smaller dumpster so there won't... The bags will only be half as full as they are now, which ought to reduce the strain on your back.
We still shouldn't be taking that trash.
Well, now, we're going to get that done, and then we're going to keep working on the fact that you're not a trash hauler. Not that is we don't, you know, trash hauling is a good business, but it's just not your business.
Yeah.
Your kitchen.
Yeah.
Now, what time do you come in the morning?
7:30.
And what's the first thing you do?
Start my food.
What kind of food do you do?
The daily line.
So you do all the vegetables and the meats?
Yeah.
Now, does the food come in here frozen?
Yeah.
So y'all don't actually cook any food?
No.
Well, what do you think about that?
I mean, the food part is okay. It's just the thing about the trash. That's all I'm concerned about.
Well, we're going to be talking about that today. We start off with it. But the food, do the kids eat it?
Yeah.
They come in hungry and they eat. Now,
yeah,
they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner here, right?
Mm.
Do you ever do any of the dinner work?
Well, I was doing the dinner, but I quit.
How come?
Because you had to take the trash.
So, let's get back to that big thing. So, when you started working here, did they mention anything to you about trash?
Nope.
What about when they're doing breakfast in the classroom?
Well, yeah, but the bags weren't heavy as they are now.
So, what you don't want to do is be carrying these heavy bags, because what you got to do with the bag is then throw it in the dumpster. And sometimes you might strain yourself doing that.
Yeah, we're straining ourselves, lifting it from in here to take it outside.
Yeah. So, what we're first going to do, now you got a co-worker that hurt her back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, did she do anything about it?
Well, she said she went to the doctor. I guess she's waiting on a note.
Did she take...
She gave the note to Ms. Jackson, and she don't care.
Ms. Jackson didn't... I'm talking about Miss Jackson's what they call the team lead. She's the food service manager, what I used to always call her.
Mm-hmm.
She's the team lead. How is she to work with?
I don't know.
You're shaking your head. Well, you know, when
she's
I was talking to the vice principal yesterday, he said the same thing you just said. She's something else.
Yes, she is.
Now, do you think she was that way as a baby?
I don't know.
Or did she get that way when she become an adult?
Probably an adult.
So we're not going to blame her mama?
Nah.
No. You have any kids?
Huh?
You have any kids?
Yeah.
How many you got?
Two.
Well, how old are they?
15 and 11.
Well, I bet they're both a handful. Are they boy or girl? Or
boys.
Both boys? What school do they go to?
Here. One go here.
One goes here? Are you going to be waiting around for him to
Mm-mm.
take him home? How's he get home?
He walk.
He walks? You must live close then.
Not far.
And what about the other one?
Up the street.
But they both walk home?
No, I picked my little one up.
Because he's just 11.
Mm-hmm.
And what school does he go to?
Sherman.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good school. And this is a, You know, this school used to be called Davis.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who Davis was?
No.
He was the president of the Confederacy.
Oh.
So, what they started doing here in the district was doing away with all the schools named after Confederate heroes. Like we had a Lee High School. Your name's Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lee was the general of the Confederacy. So oh. they eliminated his name from the school. My kids went to Lanier Middle School, and Lanier was a 19-year-old boy that fought in the Civil War. They axed his name. That's just a little history about this school.
Oh, okay.
So, can you remember when you first joined Local 100?
I think my second year working here.
Okay, you were here about a year, and you ran into one of us. Do you remember who signed you up? Was
Ms.
it Tyler?
Yeah. Ms. That's
Tyler.
Why I'm talking to you and not her.
What?
Why am I talking to you and not her?
Well, you know, Tyler has a hard time getting around to doing these interviews, so we're trying to get her started. But we need to get some interviews done. But she's doing one tomorrow. So I'll get Tyler back out here. She'll be back out here.
Yeah, because they probably don't want to join with you, but the last time they joined with her.
Well, and that's what she's good at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good at radio interviews. Are there any, our union has been pushing this issue about letting you work 8 hours a day, because you know everyone else in this building, the custodians, the teachers, the teacher aides, the clerical people, they all work 8 hours.
Oh yeah?
So you know what would happen if you worked 8 hours a day?
What would happen?
You make $2,000 more a year.
Oh well, yeah, I need to push that then.
Well, the other thing we're pushing, you know that you make $12 an hour now,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, guess what we're
doing? She says she's trying to get it to 14, huh?
That's what Tyler says.
Yeah.
We're trying to get to 14. What would that happen if you got an extra $2 an hour?
How much
more money? Another $2,000. So you're right now making around 15 or so.
What?
15. How much you make a year?
Oh, I don't even know.
Well, I added it up. It's about 15,000. But if you got those two thousands, you'd be making 19. So what's the first thing you spend that money on if you got an extra $2,000 or $4,000 a year?
A house.
Maybe your kids?
A house.
A house? Have you ever owned a house? You know what? Our union knows all about house buying. You have any particular part of town you're interested in? Maybe something close to here, huh? Have you started looking yet?
Nah.
Well, you know, when you get ready, I know it takes a while to get ready, but when you get ready to buy a home, we want to help you do that. Now, there's a lot of details if you've never bought a house before you don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And if you trust a real estate guy, he might not be there for your interest. He might be there for his interest.
Yeah.
So if you get ready to buy a house, you call me up or Tyler, and we'll get with you and give you a little training session, so you'll know what to ask and how to do it.
Okay.
So that's a good thing about, you know, our union just deals with things here at work, but when you start buying a house or need a lawyer for something, we're always there for you. So, do you take the health insurance here at the district?
Mm-hmm.
Which health insurance do you take?
What they got, Cigna?
Well, they got one where they charge you $5. Is that the one you're taking?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, okay, I hate to bust your bubble on this, but you know, that $5 thing, it gives you well woman exams.
Mm-hmm.
You might be able to do a few things, but let's say you went to Dallas for a weekend or something and got in a car wreck up there, that insurance wouldn't cover you up there. It just covers you here in Houston. And it's just for minor stuff. You actually don't have the insurance that they have for you, that's real insurance, is about $60-$70 a paycheck. And that's about $140 a month. And guess what it has? In insurance, they have a thing called deductible. Now, the deductible is how much you have to pay out of your pocket.
Yeah, I know.
Before you do the... Well, we're letting people on the radio know, too. But you know what the deductible is on the cheapest policy in the district? $1,000. No, it's not. No, it's not $1,000. It's $6,000. So that means, most likely, you don't have an extra $6,000, so you'll never be able to use the insurance, even if you pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't sound like a fair deal, does it?
No.
So, do most of the people in the kitchen get along? the workers. I'm not talking about the lead, but
on and off.
On and off, just like any place, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
You never get any extra hours, mm-hmm. no overtime.
Nope.
So, does your child that goes to this school, does he eat dinner here?
No.
You cook it for him at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Get some mama cooking.
Yeah.
What are you cooking tonight? Maybe I'll come over.
No.
A whole lot of nothing?
How long is it going to take? Because I need to go
Not
to...
Not much longer. I got a couple more questions
HISD
now.
HISD building.
Are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
When was the last time you voted?
Last year.
You going to vote this year?
Yeah.
You know, come November the 1st or 5th. Well, I think it's the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who are you going to vote for?
I don't know.
What about Mr. Trump?
No.
Is there something... Is there something creepy about him?
Everything creepy about him.
Well, you know what? It is creepy. And that's what one thing we got to fight about, you know? We really don't want him to be president much longer. I think if we can... You know, there's this guy running for the United States Senate. His name is Beto.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Well, you know, he's from El Paso. And you hear his name, you might think he's Hispanic. But he's not. He's just a white guy.
Oh.
But he's a real smart one. And he's running against this Republican named Ted Cruz. Now, Ted ran for president against Trump, but he couldn't beat him. Trump used to call him Lying Ted. And not that I agree with Trump on much, but Ted Cruz does lie a lot. So we got to be able to hopefully take all your kids down there and let them vote too.
Yeah.
I used to take my kids to vote in every year and let them push the button for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that way when they grow up, they learn how to vote. Do you ever volunteer in a campaign or anything?
No.
Well, maybe you should think about that. You know, us union people, we do that sometimes.
I know.
So I got a question. Is there one thing that if it changed, it would make the kitchen here at Northside a better place to work? Is there one thing that you would change to make it better?
The team lead.
What was that?
The team lead.
You think if there was a vote, we could win that vote?
Nah, maybe. A lot of them, they don't like working up under her. They just don't say nothing, you know, because they think they're going to lose their job, which they not.
No, they're not. If they say it, if they say it politely, they're not going to lose their job.
Yeah, they think that because a lot of them is Hispanic. So they think that if they say whatever, that they'll lose their job. But you prefer to speak up than
well,
not to.
Well, you're a pretty good speaker. You that doesn't bother you, does it? But you got to, you know, when you speak up, you got to tell the truth.
Yeah.
And the truth will what?
Set you free.
Where'd you hear that before? You took those words right out of my mouth. So, how do you think we can get rid of the food service manager?
Well, it just was a lady here. She left. She transferred. Her and Miss Virginia got into it. She left here, called Miss Chin. Now she at Booker T. No one wants to come here work under Miss Jackson.
And it's been that way for a while. Now, you know,
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.